welcome to the Revenue Hub podcast. I'm Trevor Grant. Through these podcasts, we aim to discuss topics relevant to professionals within the hotel, travel and leisure sectors. Whether you're in a revenue management function, reservations, front office operations, digital marketing or sales, we hope the topics discussed will be of interest and either answer some questions or maybe prompt some more. Hello again. Thanks for joining us. We are joined once again by the, and I'm going to call them the dynamic duo now, because we've now had a couple of podcasts with our friends from Berner and Becker. So how are you guys?
Good.
Very good.
We're looking at each other. Who's going to say this?
who's very good.
So Pontus here. Hi, hello, everyone. Super happy to be back and recording the third one.
Exactly. Back in the game.
Absolutely. And you were recently at a show, I understand.
We were at the Independent Hotel Show in Amsterdam last week, which was really good actually. So I can recommend any hotelier and also service providers and so on to meet up and network there.
Excellent.
Was the first time it happens outside of London. Usually it happens in London otherwise, but this was the first one. In central Europe in that sense, and yeah, was a focus on Benelux and German market, so it was good.
Very good. Well, what we're going to be covering today, we've obviously had a conversation and we're going to be tackling the topic of market segmentation.
Yay.
So as we always do with our usual format, let's start off with the most straightforward question. Can you guys explain to us what is market segmentation?
Yeah. it's funny because that question came up also last week on the Independent Hotel Show a couple of times. And
it did, yeah.
Usually, you know, if you think about all the bookings flowing into your hotel, ideally you want to know, obviously, where your bookers are coming from, obviously what they are willing to pay, how you can actually tackle some certain kind of, let's say, customer groups in that sense. And with that in mind, obviously, you want to try and build up a kind of market segmentation, which then basically allows you to do an estimate of what your customers are willing to pay, obviously, where they come from, and how you can also influence them in your daily business in order to maximize your results.
Okay.
And with that in mind, I think this is a pretty good, let's say, milestone to start with a proper market segmentation.
Yeah. Like Fight says, it's about that willingness to pay. And each client has a different perception of value. So what a hotel room for them is worth. Maybe some are willing to pay £150 and some are willing to pay £180 and some only £120.
Mm-hmm.
It's about making sure to, first of all, catch the highest paying customer, but also then selling your product at that price to that customer. And to do that in a more easy way, you break down your hotel target group into different segments so that you can make sure with different ways of distribution to reach those with the targeted price accordingly.
So just for the layman here or for the people who may be understand market segmentation and the terminology, but you've touched on a number of areas there. What is the actual point of doing market segmentation? What does it help you to achieve in a revenue? Because we'll dig into how we, you know, what are the component parts of it, but as an overarching, why even bother doing this?
So the most important thing of the reason why to do it is because selling your hotel correctly to the different segments and the right volume to the right segment is the most efficient way to actually increase revenues for a hotel. So when we come in and take over a new hotel, or any revenue manager does that, one of the first things you look at is how is the hotel selling its inventory? Is it selling to too much cheap business and therefore displacing higher priced business?
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the key things to look at. So, and if you don't have a segmentation in place or segmented data at all, and if you just look at all one in a clustered number, it's impossible to, you know, to see anything with the data.
Right.
So first of all, like having a segmentation in place, it's sort of like removing the curtain from the window, and for the first time you're able to sort of see out what's actually there, and then making sure that you have the right segmentation mix is, like I said, the most efficient way actually to increase the revenues for a hotel.
Okay, okay. So then let's look a little bit. So we say market segmentation, you've touched on some areas. What aspects do you segment?
Yeah, very good question actually. And I think this is one of the points where, you know, most hoteliers or most hotels have very different approaches on.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter if they probably understand that concept of market segmentation behind it or not, but I think in our respects, the most important, you know, factors that influence how we would build up a market segmentation is actually when it comes down to the pricing aspects per segment.
Okay.
So if you're looking, for example, at ADR levels,
mm-hmm.
Across your different segments, so you can actually figure out, okay, what is the segment paying you the highest rates, what is the segment paying you the second highest rates, and so on. And obviously that helps you then further to build up your selling strategy at the end of the day, which again, that selling strategy part is one of the points where you would say, okay, this is how you should cluster your market segmentation in.
Mm-hmm.
But also it comes down to trying to get a grip on your distribution cost at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you're also looking at profitability levels within your market segmentation.
Okay, so you spoke there about your distribution costs. So is some of the segmentation that you do around the way that you get the business, the channel types?
Or do you segment it on that?
Yeah.
It's a mix of both, I would say. One is like the different segments can have, but don't necessarily need to have this different distribution ways.
Okay.
But obviously, like if you say have a segment groups,
yeah,
those are most likely to be reached, or so to say, through your group reservations department, so-called direct business.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have, for example, a bar guest that pays the full best available rate,
yep,
maybe you call that the bar segment, and that guest can book either via your website or your or an OTA like booking.com. But then you can break that into sort of sub-segments as well, so that you say, I want to see my bar bookings, what comes from my direct website and direct business on telephone, etc., and what comes from OTAs, just to sort of understand cost of distribution. But on the same way, then you can, for example, have discounted rates, like an advanced purchase rate,
mm-hmm,
that's the same distribution, same target group in a way, like from what they pay, but that is also interesting to maybe segment that into sort of a discount segment, so that you can, from a yield management perspective, keep control of how much discounted rates you're selling and know when to close it out, to then leave more space for the higher priced bar rate.
So for what I'm hearing, you may do the channel types, but you've got a stage before that, which is segmenting the different business types that you have coming into your hotel. And mm-hmm, then once you've segmented those out, you may look at what are the channels that they have come through. So if we go back a step then to the business types, how mm-hmm would you segment out your business in a hotel? If you're going in and, you know, you take on a new hotel and they haven't been doing this, mm-hmm, and you've got to look through their data, how do you segment that up to start to get a picture of what they're doing before you even start asking yourself questions?
Yeah, so it's obviously depending on the hotel, like you said. So first of all, it's about understanding what type of hotel is this, how big is it, what type of clients are do actually travel here, or who is the target group.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are, let's say, a standard set, I would say, of segments that mm-hmm are usually used.
Right.
And then you can sort of add or remove things that you don't need. And in different companies and for different hotels, these are called a little bit different. But I would mostly say, in terms of segment, you have the bar segment for sure.
Okay.
In all hotels, the full paying customer. Like I said, you can sort of sub break that down if you want to distribution, but it's not it's necessary to look at that data, but not maybe necessary to have that as a main segment. But then you have sort of an offer segment, and you probably have a corporate segment if you are a corporate hotel with a lot of contracted business.
Yeah.
You break that down as well into sort of LRA or non-LRA corporate for last room availability contracts and non-last room availability contracts. You probably have a sort of an FIT segment for wholesaler business and tour operators.
Yeah.
You have a group segment and maybe also leisure that you can divide between, let's say, groups with rooms only, groups with meeting space, if you're a MICE hotel with a lot of meeting rooms. So it's all about, in the end of the day, having what you need in order to understand your business. I have a good example that comes to my mind. I was back in the day responsible for the Radisson Blu Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very cool hotel, like a huge aquarium tank in the lobby. It's very.
I remember seeing the press. Yeah. It was massive, right through the middle or something, wasn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Yeah. So I think the biggest like indoor aquarium in Europe in hotel or so. It's very cool. So I recommend anyone to just have a look in if they pass by. But that hotel has a huge MICE function, so many meeting rooms and so on. And when I took the hotel over, the hotel had, compared to the year before, a big boost in the group segment in terms of rooms and amount of rooms that are booked in this segment.
Okay.
But they were lacking behind a lot in the meeting revenues and M&E revenues. And when we started looking deeper, because they didn't track then what groups only have rooms and what groups have meeting space. So when I implemented that, we could see that they had been able to push the groups that had rooms only, and then in that sense taken away inventory, so they didn't have enough space to sell to groups with meeting rooms. And then they sort of selected their business several months in advance, a bit incorrectly in that sense, and that made lose a lot of M&E revenue. So that's an example of they didn't have a detailed segmentation enough
to
understand their business and make wise business decisions in terms of sales efforts, marketing efforts, to put prices and so on.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I think in that respect, it really comes down to, you know, what is really necessary for the hotel to have in terms of market segmentation, then also what is... you know, not only necessary, but in that sense also possible to do, and what makes sense to do in terms of market segmentation in order to be as detailed as possible. And I think Pontus mentioned it quite rightly. I mean, you have the chance theoretically to drill all of those, let's say, business types down to, you know, distribution channel, down to some further subsegments and so on. It's just a question for you that you always have to ask for yourself as a hotelier. Do you really have to do that in order to judge on your business at the end of?
I was going to ask the same thing. I mean,
yeah.
The moment you get into segmentation, you could break it down so you almost get down to a single person. Yeah. There are so many variables,
but
at what point does it become over analysis and you become paralyzed by analyzing? And I think your point in terms of what actually is relevant for the hotel? What actually do you need at this moment in time to make that step forward?
Yeah, the simple the better, I would say. Like,
certainly, yeah.
The more simple you can have it, the better.
Yes,
segmentation is what we usually say, that with the set segmentation of the hotel, that is mostly where you should follow your daily pick on these segments, the bookings coming in. And it's also on the segmentations that you should write your forecast on a daily basis. And so in terms of daily data per segment, then updated frequency depending on the hotel needs. And if you then start breaking down and you have too many segments, then if you're going to start... forecasting distribution channels within each of these sort of big segment groups, the value of that can be questioned in many cases.
Right.
Because, let's say, distribution information is something that, okay, if you're a hotel and you really yield your distribution channels on a daily basis, then I think that's necessary. But many don't, and many won't or can't because of parity issues, or they're afraid of
system limitations,
limitations, rate skimming, like, etc. Then such type of data is maybe enough to look at like a month end report to see like, okay, how much did I get from my different distribution channels within the segments? And
gotcha.
There's nothing you need to forecast. It's something you can pull retrospective and then base your decision for the future on that. Yeah. So at a bit, let's say, less frequency. So I think the most important with segmentation is that it should allow the revenue manager and the commercial team to understand the business coming in and make wise business decisions. So I see hotels a lot that they have, let's say, the public rates, like publicly sold rates, like the bar and the advanced purchase rate and so on, and they have that public rates direct and public rates OTAs.
Okay, yeah.
So if you don't yield your distribution channels, that doesn't bring you anything. Much more important is to have your bar segment and your discounted segments so that you can quickly see what's coming in terms of the share. And yep. You know, like, okay, here I can close or put a minimum length of stay restriction on my advanced purchase rate, etc. So those decisions, yielding decisions for the revenue manager, and especially for groups and stuff and other segments where your sales team is involved, for FITs and wholesalers, etc. Yeah. This is very important to see so that you can, they can also make those business decisions based on that.
So what you just mentioned basically goes back onto the point with that segmentation. You want to also see those different kind of price points that you're achieving within those segments.
Yeah.
In order to have that decision-making base where you want to say, okay, I want to yield out certain segments in certain instances. Yeah. But maybe just a good example to share, for example, as a takeaway also for hoteliers listening in. Like if you are a hotel focusing very much on a corporate market, for example, like most necessarily you probably want to drill down your corporate segment in that sense. To the types of contracts you have made, right?
Yep.
So you might have made LRA contracts, last room availability contracts, or you might have made non-last room availability contracts. So you want to see the share among those two, basically, and want to be able to influence both the segments according to your needs, depending on different demand periods, right?
And it's to me, it's about, it's not only just from a price point and who is paying what, but it's about getting that blend, getting that mix right for what you actually need for your particular property.
Exactly. And this is what's so important. Like what, there's this example, let's say Trevor, that you are the owner of a hotel chain with 100 hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ask you like, okay, what's the average amount of rooms that you have per hotel? Let's say it's 100.
Yeah.
And if I ask you, what's your yearly occupancy overall of the chain? Just hit me with something.
83%.
83%.
That's a lot.
That's nice.
We have a good consultancy that's been advising us.
So I have. A second. So if I mention the number 3,029,500, would that mean anything to you?
Probably what it would cost me if my wife wanted to leave me.
Exactly.
But you probably are meaning something else.
Yeah. No, that's basically the extra profit you would do on the bottom line if you would just manage to increase your average rate by €1 over the whole chain.
Wow.
For 1 year.
Wow. Okay.
Just by €1. And in that sense, obviously, like ADR is the keeping the occupancy the same now in the assumption. ADR is a very effective way to increase the profit. And when you ask hoteliers, so what you show them this, or you talk about this, and then you ask, okay, so how do we reach that ADR growth? And what's the first thing that comes to your mind in terms of reaching an ADR growth? Now we've spoken a bit, but if you were to say you have a hotel, how would you increase the ADR?
I don't know. How would I do it?
Is it by increasing your bar rate?
That would be my natural starting point.
Yeah, and that is in many cases, as we say, not the wrong, but definitely not the most efficient way to do it.
But that would be a way that a lot of people would go as the most obvious route.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's very misleading.
So you must first of all figure out, first of all, implement the segmentation, and then you figure out like, oh, I only have 10% of my business volume in the bar segment at all. So
right. Okay, yep.
And let's say that that's to a net ADR of, let's say, 130 euros or pounds. And then at the same time, you're filling 90% of your hotel with a mix of group and corporate business that sit at an ADR of around 80 euros.
Gotcha.
And then if you manage to shift, for every booking, you manage to shift from the 80 to 130, that's a win of 50 euro.
That's a big win.
That's a big win, and that's equal to putting up your bar. It's 50 euro, which you probably can't because you're outpriced yourself in,
sure.
Compared to competition. So we have seen many cases where the strategy is actually to decrease the bar rate, even make sure you take control of that inventory and how you sell to groups and corporates and FITs and so on, making sure to sort of kick out some contracts or change the prices in some contracts. And sort of shift that from 10% transit business to, yeah, rather the majority. And so I can mention super many cases of where
exactly.
We decrease the bar rate strategy
right.
And cut out on the other, and the overall ADR is therefore increasing a lot.
Yeah.
I've got you. But you can't do that unless you understand what your mix is.
Exactly. And people in that sense, like, I'm all for direct bookings and so on, but people complain about, you know, 15% commission here and there, but these ADRs of their transit business sit usually at maybe even 100% higher than all the other sort of shit business that they take in on the books. And then you can question, like, okay, let's think about net ADR of distribution.
Yeah.
And then 130 euro net minus 15% will still sit a lot higher than an 80 euro corporate rate.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So the most efficient way to reach that 1 euro ADR increase is through segmentation, a healthy segmentation mix, and get that whole thing under control.
And I mean, once you started implementing a proper market segmentation for your hotel, then it is also the point in time where, depending on the market segments that you define for the hotel, you are specifically laying out actions on how to obviously influence the selling strategy within those certain segments, right? Because you can easily see what you, for example, miss in terms of bookings or in terms of booking pace, maybe. And obviously that allows you to put up a proper action plan on how to influence those kind of segments in order to improve your performance at the end of the day.
That makes sense.
This is what you want to get to.
Yeah. I'm going to drag this one extra thing further now, but this is also the reason why a revenue management system, so-called, is simply not enough to use for hotels, because it only optimizes the bar price.
Yeah.
So if you think back on my explanation, you will quickly realize that, okay, there's so much more to it than just optimizing my bar price.
Yes, yeah.
And that's why it's important for hoteliers to understand that and, you know, get their whole commercial strategy under control.
Under control.
And I we've spoken a bit there about it. If you've segmented your market down, and then you may identify, based on the examples that you've given, that actually we could reduce our bar rate here but focus a bit more effort and lift the rate over in this other section.
Mm-hmm.
But then may lead you to need to drive a different sales or marketing strategy. So the segmenting is important above and beyond just from a revenue management point of view, but it's the way that it's a commercial skill that enables you then to integrate with your sales and marketing function to develop strategies going forward.
No, absolutely. I mean, this is basically in terms of what you come up with, let's say, as a, I'm just taking that term, ideal segmentation for your hotel. Let's say you're doing a projection, be it in the form of a budget, or if you say you would just want to do a business projection, broken down by your market segments. But this is basically where you would see then which kind of areas out of the different hotel commercial departments, be it sales and marketing, albeit anything else, would have to be involved, and which kind of actions to lay out basically in order to, you know, improve that performance at the end of the day, which is what you ideally wanted to achieve by building up an ideal segmentation mix, for example.
That makes sense. Okay. You touched on there about laying out a forecast or a budget. I mean, sort of sitting here, and I get the concept, and I love it when I talk to you guys and you go into some real detail, and it makes it sound a lot more, you know, the much more depth to it, so you get your head around it. But everything has a practical reason. I mean, I could not understand how I could sit there and put together a budget and a forecast, you know, as a general manager, for instance, for my next year, and then ensure that my sales and marketing strategy is aligned to that, unless I've segmented down my markets and have an understand as to, you know, with my revenue team, what is going to be the right mix, what's going to be the most profitable for the business. I can't see how those pieces join together unless you are doing some form of market segmentation. But you know, maybe I'm missing something.
No, you're right. It is not possible to do that in a professional, good way, efficient way, also cost wise for the hotel, if you don't do a market segmented budget and target.
Because how else would you know then, for example, which kind of contracts to make in your corporate segment?
Exactly.
Which kind of FIT partners or wholesale partners to take in, with which kind of conditions in the background?
Yeah.
You know, which kind of group business to target at the end of the day? How to lay out your e-commerce activities at the end of the day in order to influence your transient segments positively? All of that stuff you would not have a single clue about if you would not segment correctly.
That makes perfect sense. And again, in line with some of the podcasts we've done with before, where you're looking at comp sets and price points, and I don't know how much data you get out of it, but if you're looking forward and there may be events coming up and you're trying to pick the right rates and the right groups, I mean, there are so many facets that pull together that it just seems to me, unless you are breaking it down and analyzing, it doesn't have to go to crazy detail, but at least around your business types, then you're almost, you know, you're putting your finger in the air and finding out which way the wind might blow.
Yeah,
exactly.
Which most people do, I would say.
Yeah.
But surely not. I mean, I always ask you guys, whenever we have these conversations, I always ask the obvious question, which is, okay, so everybody, this seems so obvious, everybody must be doing it. I mean, surely this must be something that, to some degree, people must be. I'm looking at your, I'm kind of sensing your pause here, and I know the answer is the same.
Yeah.
Every time we ask it, no, people aren't all doing it. Why aren't they doing this?
I mean, let's say this, more people are doing this than following market share, which we talked about in the last episode.
Yeah.
But I would say it's very, very far from a good segmentation setup and an optimal for the hotel. And we've definitely seen more than enough hotels that also don't do anything.
So why are they either not doing it, or why are they not doing it as well as they should do? I mean, it seems so obvious.
Yeah,
it seems so obvious.
It's because
right?
We are so good in explaining, Trevor.
Well, this is why we tried to share it. Obviously, everyone will start doing it now.
like maybe just to answer that question, but I think there's a bit of a misconception out there, and you know, also probably a lack of knowledge on what to do further with a proper market segmentation. And I think there's also a lack of training within the reservations department, maybe front office department, and those kind of departments who are actually making bookings within PMSs and so on. Mm-hmm. And for example, also how different rate codes are mapped to different segments that you put up as your market segmentation. So basically all of that stuff leads into the fact that, you know, in many, many hotels you simply will probably find a segmentation, but it doesn't tell you anything at the end of the day because it's not used correctly. And even if it's not used correctly, right, you can't really do anything with it.
So one of the things we always come back to in our last conversations that we've had is around technology, because at the end of the day, you need to get the information out. Is some of this the points you've made about training, some of it down to understanding? At what point can you do this if you are working with a relatively old PMS system? You may not have a revenue management system. I mean, is technology a limitation or is that an easy excuse?
I would say most of the PMSs have the option to have a segmentation set up in the hotel, mm-hmm. and also like the channel managers and so on, where you can then do like so-called segmentation mapping, that your different rate codes and so on go in then to the right segment that you want.
Okay.
So the possibility is for sure there in most of the cases.
So it's more about someone saying, okay, either I don't get it and I need to find out about it and then we need to implement it, or someone understanding it conceptually, seeing that there is a value, but maybe just doesn't know either that their system has it in there, that they could set it up, which might come back to a training thing, or they just don't know what the first steps are to get that process going.
No, exactly. And I mean, and sometimes I'm sure that some PMS providers, when they install the system, that they have some sort of standardized thing that they recommend. But again, it's like in many cases not optimal, sort of like that Radisson Blu Hotel example. But you can definitely do it without having an RMS system.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said...
As you said, that doesn't actually do this. That just focuses on one piece, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Also, many RMS systems, yes, like their strength is in the changing of bar rates and reading that sort of transient demand. But there are also systems that for sure like take segmentation into consideration and like...
Okay.
Close a couple of them out when they yield in terms of last room values, etc. So there is some part for sure, but let's say the strength of a RMS is usually mostly on the bar pricing side.
Okay.
But there are others also.
So we're not sitting here saying, okay, if you're a general manager listening to this, you've got to go out and suddenly start investing in a new PMS system. You might want to start by looking at the existing PMS system that you've got. Ask whoever your provider might be and say, look, I want to do this market segmentation. What functionality do I have?
Exactly. But I also want to say, like, to that hotelier that sits now and says, like, I have segmentation in place. It's all good. Look at it again. Is it really well set up? Do you have this common thing that I mentioned, your transient segment split into OTAs and direct rather than discounted and non-discounted business? Like, what type of business decisions does your segmentation actually enable you to do?
Understand.
And then even though if you have something set up and maybe you have your business, let's say, coming in and you could potentially pull a report of what's on the books per segment, first of all, do the hotel look at it? Do they use that segmentation when they do a forecast, if they even do forecasting? Mm-hmm. Or do they sort of do a forecast, you know, a total number per month or something like this?
Right, yeah.
So if you don't go to the detail enough, then you also don't make the right business decisions based on different weeks and days of week and events, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Like a classical thing is if you have a budget made on per day or forecast made per day, and then you see like within the month I need group business in week 2 and 3, and in week 1 there's a huge fair, and then you have your salesperson coming back from a fair and be like, oh, I have 10 new leads,
exactly,
and all of them are for the fair where you don't need any group business. So that's again with this accurate level of detail and business decisions. So to use it correctly all the way from A to Z in that sense is the important thing as well.
And so I guess, you know, you're getting this data in, you've done the segmentation, then, as is always the case around revenue management, you develop some sort of metric. Are there sort of standard metrics that are used specific to, or are there, I mean, what am I trying to say? Do you define particular metrics that are related to your breakdown of market segmentation, or are there certain metrics that you say, this fits in through the calculations in market segmentation that you wouldn't be able to calculate without it?
Usually in your daily business, right? That, I mean, we shouldn't take it too far, but usually in your daily business, what you're interested in is obviously your occupancy, ADR, RevPAR in that sense.
Absolutely.
And ideally, obviously, once you get started with your market segmentation as well, you want to know the breakdown of those three different KPIs also per segment, right?
Yeah.
And ideally on a daily basis. So as Pontus just mentioned, you can really drill in. Basically, you see your segmentation on a daily breakdown. You have your occupancy, ADR, RevPAR figures, and that already tells you a lot, right?
Yeah.
For the very beginning, this is a step that many other hoteliers out there even taken before.
So just that enough is a good enough starting point.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Then you can sort of add things like rate offset percentages and so on, just to sort of in a percent see how much lower is the corporate ADR sitting compared to your bar ADR or so. Mm-hmm. To do that further, but you could also just look at the ADR.
I was going to say, so here I am, I'm a hotelier, I'm listening to this, I'm thinking, wow, yeah, okay, this makes such sense, we're probably doing something, I need to go and look into this, I explore a bit further, we come up with a plan to develop some better segmentation. I've kind of got us to a point where we've got the data's coming in, we're better segmented, we've got some core metrics, but then what should I be asking myself? So it's like, so what do I do now? what questions, what are the things that this data is telling me that I need to, as experienced revenue professionals, you guys would look at this and you would be asking yourself a number of key questions running through your head. What are you seeing that maybe I'm not seeing?
Yeah. Like with that, obviously, once you've started building up that market segmentation and you have a clear view on what basically your mix makes in that sense, you would easily be seeing kind of which segments are contributing mostly to your performance of the hotel,
mm-hmm.
and also which kind of segments are basically maybe contribute a lot, but negatively in the sense of they don't allow you to perform as good as you could do.
Okay.
And with that kind of data, obviously, you can also take that market segmentation data and put it next to your market share results, for example.
Yeah.
The topic that we've touched based on a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So the combination of, let's say, market share data and your segmentation data will really, really allow you basically to figure out, okay, what do I have to do in terms of my market segmentation in order to reach a certain kind of goal that I put for myself when it comes to grab some more market share away from my competitors.
Mm-hmm.
At day. And that basically enables you to build up an action plan to really dive deep in and influence those segments, which basically allow you to perform better at the end of the day.
So you can sort of summarize it, like implement segmentation, start tracking it, set goals with your market share data, and then it's important to understand and like build your sort of optimal segmentation mix for different seasons, their weeks, mm-hmm. fairs and events, and different kind of holiday periods.
Yeah.
And then the key is to start forecasting and regularly write budgets, write forecasts on the segmentation, track pickup, etc., and make your daily business decisions on this. And then let's say some tricks you can do to actually shift segmentation. So usually it's about taking control of too much group business, too much corporate business, and too much FIT, like wholesaler and tour operator business. So
okay.
So look into the contracting, make sure that you have as much non-dashroom availability contracts as possible for the corporate business, work with closeouts for your special event or fair days, that you make sure that you can get higher ADRs out of it. For the groups, make sure you define a proper group strategy and that sort of shines through to your group reservations department and sales. Make sure you don't offer too cheap groups for fairs, etc., long in advance. And that again goes back to like knowing your market share target for a fair and knowing what ADR is theoretically achievable and making sure that you sell accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like with the wholesalers and FITs, get a good price first of all, take out some stuff you don't need, work with free sale instead of allotment, what can be more? Make sure that you only work with partners that actually respect your rate parity, because if they distribute the rates on Dan, you end up in Booking Basic and then you have a problem. That's just a quick run through of some of the things people can do.
That makes sense. And just looking at it from the interaction between revenue and sales, for instance, listen to some of your scenarios, I could see there being potential tension, conflict, you're suddenly saying, you know, the sales guy's got his leads and he's chasing down this business, and now he's being told, we don't want that level of business anymore because that seems an obvious thing. That seems like it would be a natural occurrence that could occur.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it would be a pity if there would be no tensions between sales and revenue, because obviously
you're not doing something right then on either side.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but you can actually improve that. Like I have a thing. That I say to clients as well, or any hotel. A bit of tension is good, but like it's important to work towards the same goals within hotel, that everyone's, you know, sits in the same boat and rows in the right, in the same direction, and that people understand why. Mm-hmm. So there I would always praise implement a revenue culture, in that sense of having, you know, sales staff as well be trained in the subject, so that they have a basic understanding for why is a group declined, or why do we maybe need to kick out a corporate contract or a FIT contract. And then obviously not only measure the sales bonuses and so on only based on volume, because a lot of things is about actually decreasing volume, but rather increasing maybe rate within that segment. Why not put a target for your sales to actually want you to cut down the volume 70% or 30%, but at the same time we want the overall average rate in that segment to increase by €5. So, you know, make sure to put up the prices the clients that will accept it, that's the one we keep, and take away the rest. And if you start working with targets like that, then people are going to be rowing in the same direction.
Just as an easy example, just think of your wholesale segment, right? If you budgeted, for example, as Pontus said, a €5 ADR increase in that segment, but you've probably also budgeted a 30% volume decrease in that segment, that would potentially mean that your sales would have to go out to the partners and basically get rid of a couple of contracts, or at least renegotiate contracts with maybe a little bit less allotment at the end of the day, maybe push them over to free sale or anything like that. And obviously then get a little bit of a rate increase, but if they manage that, right, this only has a positive effect at the end of the day to your ideal segmentation mix, or to your budget that you basically build up, right? And it seems a little bit closer to your targets.
A shortcut would be just base the sales bonus the same on as the revenue manager to actually reach the budget that is set for the hotel.
Yeah, and that would simplify things.
And they will start listening.
I guess what's interesting, what it comes down to, maybe answers the question that I posed earlier on as to why people don't do this. You use the phrase, it's important to integrate a revenue management culture.
Mm.
The culture is often set by the person leading the property, if they're a small group or independent hotel. It's not down to the person generally, if they have a revenue manager or their reservations or front office, who's doing some of the fundamental revenue management. So unless the general manager gets and understands, firstly, the importance of it, secondly, gets an appreciation or can be communicated how it's done, and then thirdly, looks about establishing it because they can see the direction they want to travel in, they are the one that has to align the different parties and different departments to the same goal. But sometimes I sense, and I'm not in it day to day like you are, but sometimes I get a sense that if it's revenue management, okay, it goes to my person who handles revenue. And there's sometimes to say an abdication of responsibility is maybe unfair, because there's a lot else that is being done. But sometimes I feel that to really achieve the things that we discuss, you do have to have that revenue management culture. The buy-in to that has to be led from the top, and they have to align everybody in the right direction and be prepared to manage the tension that should exist, the push and pull, particularly between sales and revenue. And as you say, maybe realign bonuses to ensure that they are focused on the end goal, but maybe are paid on different metrics, because you realize there has to be a realignment to achieve that.
Absolutely. I mean, but you know, the days when the revenue manager was reporting to the director of sales, they're long gone.
If not,
they should be long gone. Yeah. No, but it's really...
Well, it's not always the case still.
I would say like it's almost time for a title change. So I call it sort of, we're more like a commercial director in a way for a hotel. And the revenue manager is sort of that spider in the net that, you know, can sort of lead and tell everyone like, okay, here we need business, here we don't, etc. Because you're simply the guy that knows, you know, all the data in that sense. But so it's super important that a revenue manager also has that quality, the social skill, the ability to persuade, etc. Sort of selling the idea. So that's something super important. It's funny actually. Robert Cross is sort of the founder of revenue management and has written the first book on it back in the 80s. He says already in this book that for revenue management to be successful in any establishment or in any company, and he was referring then to American Airlines, is you need to let that department have the right responsibility, empowerment, and be accountable for what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And that means a certain freedom and making sure that department is you know, having those three things. Because only then it will be successful at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And it's all, I think a lot of independent hoteliers, it's like you have a GM and maybe they have like an accounting guy that they like sort of see at the same level and takes care of things that the GM don't know how to take care of. But they should see, in my view, obviously this is a revenue management podcast and we're all so pro here, but,
biased,
but they should see revenue management at the same way. This is a specialist knowledge that is not anyone without experience or knowledge or education can do. And if you have the right people in place and also manage that department in the right way, then you will have that success and that will foster your revenue culture. But obviously you need the GM to first be aware and understand that.
Absolutely.
But I guess that's where we're talking in such podcast to like spread this.
Yeah, exactly. And funny enough, we totally drifted away from the actual topic of market segmentation.
Yeah,
it's interconnected.
You know, revenue culture, that could be another good topic actually for.
I think there's a number of topics around that, and also, you know, there will be people listening to this when we look at our community, our audience. You know, they're not just sitting there revenue management professionals. Some of them are, you know, they're in reservations and have a revenue management hat. Some of them are in front office and wear two or three different hats. So, you know, that I think that's why I focused in on how important in those situations where you maybe don't have that depth of knowledge that you would expect a dedicated revenue manager to have, how it's important that the GM understands this, because they've got to appreciate the commercial importance to then be able to look and identify what do I need my front office or reservations person to do, what training might they need, what support might they need, because we can see the value of this. And sometimes they won't always appreciate it, or they may hear this podcast, hopefully, and go to their GM and say, we should be doing this. And so they've then got to work it out in tandem, really.
Yeah.
Well, you're right, we digress. So, but that was excellent. Anything else around market segmentation? I think we've covered a lot of areas around it. I think you've given some great examples, some great tips. We've started from a very broad what is it and started to break it down into its component parts. I think, well, I've certainly covered all the questions I wanted to ask and that have been prompted from the discussion. Unless there's anything else you guys want to say, I think we're pretty much covered on this one.
Close it off with a word. Remember, market segmentation is the biggest key to unlocking your revenue potential.
Exactly.
There we go. I think that will do us. Thanks, guys. Much appreciated. Yeah.
Cheers. Thank you, everyone. Thanks.
So that's the end of today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you had any questions or future topic suggestions, please feel free to reach out via content@revenue-hub.com. Thank you all for listening. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, like, and tell your colleagues and friends. Catch you next time.